Welcome to the June 21st, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show, where we do a deep dive market analysis every day and talk about the most interesting stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. This is your host, Space Marine, live from space. Bitcoin has had a bullish past 24 hours, rising from $9,300 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday, as high as $9,925 around 9 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. So that's the new 2019 high, is $9,925. Something interesting happened after Bitcoin hit this new 2019 high. There was kind of like a mini crash. It happened really quick. Within minutes, Bitcoin went from that 2019 high down to less than $9,700. So it dropped like $250 within minutes. And actually, this happened right at the opening bell. So in the United States, the stock market, the New York Stock Exchange opens at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And right at that moment, Bitcoin dropped $250. So that's an interesting correlation between stocks and Bitcoin right there, where we had the opening bell for the stock market and then Bitcoin went down from that 2019 high. However, Bitcoin found good support around $9,700. So the support level is getting pretty high now, $9,700 support. So Bitcoin bounced up. Right now, Bitcoin's trading just over $9,800. And the big thing to watch today, will Bitcoin be able to get to $10,000? So $10,000 is a major psychological level, and there is resistance at this level too. So on the Bitstamp order book dev chart, you see a nice resistance, a sell wall right at $10,000 exactly. And if we were to get through $10,000, well, the whole mainstream media, like all the news stations, would probably report Bitcoin hit 10,000, and there would be widespread hype that Bitcoin's at 10,000. And I think in the minds of the public, they'd be like, okay, it's back to 10,000 now, it's probably going to 20,000. Because before, the case was when Bitcoin was down to its bear market low around $3,100, people were writing it off saying it was going to die. But Bitcoin has really proven already, even now when it's at like $9,800, that it's not dying. In fact, it's strengthening year after year. And it seems like it has a good shot of going back to its all-time high. And I think the public will become aware of this, especially when Bitcoin hits $10,000. And it's not a guarantee. Nothing's a guarantee in the markets. But yeah, that's the thing to watch today. Will Bitcoin be able to get to 10,000? I think it'll be a bit of a struggle. It's definitely a resistance level, definitely a major psychological level. And if it does break it, that would probably lead to a nice bull run even after that from the FOMO that would happen. And by the way, FOMO means fear of missing out. So people would see it's at 10,000 and then they'd be like, okay, it's going to 20,000. If I get it at 10,000, I'll double my money. So yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of FOMO if we hit $10,000, and that's the major resistance and psychological level to watch for today. Simultaneously, the total crypto market cap hit a new 2019 high of $304 billion around 9:30 a.m. right before Bitcoin went down. So that's the new 2019 high. That's 204% above the bear market low in December of $100 billion. And now the total crypto market cap's at $302 billion. So we're still really close to that 2019 high right now. In fact, Bitcoin plummeted for a few minutes, but it looks like there's plenty of buying pressure that will keep Bitcoin up at this level, and then it has a chance to go through 10,000. And the crypto market's looking strong this morning. Ethereum is up 6.7%, and just for reference, Bitcoin is up 5.5% in the past 24 hours. So Ethereum is beating Bitcoin up 6.7%, near $287 per Ethereum. It's up like $200 since the bear market low. Ripple's up 3.5%. Litecoin's up 2.3%, near $138. Bitcoin Cash is up 5.1%, near $430. EOS is up 3.5%. It's at $7. Binance Coin's up 3.8%. It's at $37.65 now. I believe that's its new all-time high. So it's almost at $38, the all-time high for Binance Coin. Bitcoin SV is up 2.4%, near $220. Stellar is up 2.5%. Cardano is up 1.7%. Tron is up 1.9%. And then we have Monero. Monero is the most profitable crypto today, it looks like. Up 7.6%, near $109. In fact, Monero's even been outpacing Bitcoin the entire past week. So Monero is looking really strong. Why is Monero doing so well? Well, it's the number one stealth cryptocurrency. It's the best anonymous cryptocurrency. Bitcoin can be used anonymously if you use like a VPN, maybe Tor, and then you change your blockchain wallet address every single time. But Monero has this all built in. So Monero really has intrinsic value for its stealth qualities, and it's been rallying more than Bitcoin over the past week, even though Bitcoin's been doing quite well. Dash is up 3%, near $164. Cosmos is up 1%. IOTA is up 1.4%. NEO is up 3.4%. Ethereum Classic is up 2.3%. Tezos, one of the only major cryptos that's down, is down 0.5%. Oh yeah, and I almost skipped over the LEO token. LEO token's one of the only other major cryptos that's down, is down 1.6%. So the LEO token is Bitfinex's token. It's like Binance Coin, except it's for Bitfinex, LEO token. And it's at $1.85, 85% above its ICO price, which was like a month ago, of $1. Zcash is up 2.6%, and it's funny because Monero and Zcash have almost exactly the same price, near $109, and Monero and Zcash are like the number one stealth cryptocurrencies. And then we have Dogecoin. Dogecoin's up 0.5%. So the crypto market is looking generally quite bullish this morning. And not only is it Bitcoin, we're seeing some other altcoins like Monero and Ethereum really rally as well, which is a change from the past several days where it seems like Bitcoin was defeating the whole rest of the market and the Bitcoin dominance percentage was rising. The Bitcoin dominance percentage has dropped a bit today, and the altcoins are starting to surge as well. So that can have kind of a feedback loop where everything's going bullish at once and it all feeds into each other as everyone makes money in the whole crypto market. Why is this happening? That's the big question, and I think I know why. So last night, it seems like war almost happened between the United States and Iran. So literally, President Trump posted on Twitter what exactly happened. There was speculation before he officially announced what happened. Like, the news stories were saying there was almost a strike against Iran, and then it was pulled back at the last minute. President Trump explained exactly what happened. So following the downing of a United States drone, and Iran actually posted a video where they shot a missile up into the air and shot down this drone from the United States. And it was like a $200 million, like $100 or $200 million piece of equipment. So it's like a lot of money was lost when they blew up the drone. And the United States adamantly says it was in international waters, so it was illegal for Iran to shoot it down. And Iran claims it was in Iranian waters, so they claim different things. But anyways, the United States says Iran aggressively shot down this drone, and illegally as well. So the United States was going to carry out some retaliatory strikes for this. And they actually had the planes in the air, the ships were ready, the sites were locked. So they actually had the planes in the air looking at the things they were going to bomb in Iran. And they said to the president, "Are you ready to clear the strike?" pretty much. And he said, "How many people are going to die?" And the general said, "150 people are going to die, sir." And then he called off the strike because he thought it was disproportionate to kill 150 Iranians for the downing of a United States drone. But that's how close we got to war with Iran last night. Literally, a yes and no decision was the difference between us waking up to a war and us waking up to peace, like we're in now. That being said, more and more militaries are going into the Strait of Hormuz, which is that choke point between the Persian Gulf and Indian Ocean. So the militaries of the United States and Britain and India, among others, in the coalition, and of course, Iran's military are all there in this little body of water that connects the Persian Gulf between the Indian Ocean, and this is where most of the oil shipping in the world happens. So there's a lot of ships passing through, and now we have a ton of military built up there. If one more thing happens, like, President Trump showed a lot of mercy last night by saying, "No, we're not going to do this." But it's clear if there's any further aggression from Iran, a war is very likely. It was literally, like, about to happen last night, and then it didn't. And if there's just one more thing, it seems like it's going to happen. And I think this is why Bitcoin's going up. So what does Bitcoin have to do with a war? Well, if a war breaks out between Iran and the United States, it would be like World War III. China and Russia support Iran, and then the United States has, like, the rest of the world in their coalition. And it would almost instantly be World War III, it seems like. It would be very hard to contain it. Like, if the U.S. would have bombed those targets last night and killed those 150 Iranian soldiers, it probably would escalate quickly into a full-scale war. And that would cause the stock market to crash, because basically, war is very bad for business, just think about it. Infrastructure getting blown up, trade being disrupted, it ruins the stock market. So global trade would plummet, a lot of money would be lost as things get blown up everywhere. And yeah, that would ruin the stock market. And when the stock market's doing poorly, Bitcoin is one of the only profitable investment options left. And then also, when there's a major war going on, governments print lots of money. So the governments of the world control their respective fiat currencies, like the United States controls the dollar, and then the European Union controls the euro. And they have the power to print money. And if there's a war, they do print money to fund their military and to win. And printing money on a massive scale for a big war would cause fiat inflation, and automatically, if there's fiat inflation, which means fiat money, like the dollar, is losing value, that automatically causes Bitcoin to go up. So there's the two factors there of the stock market would do poorly, and there would be fiat inflation, which would cause Bitcoin to rise in value by a lot. And I think investors and speculators across the world are foreseeing this happening. They're speculating that there is going to be a war, so they're buying up Bitcoin now, which is what's causing this rally towards $10,000. And literally, maybe the biggest thing to watch for the market for today, and this is unusual, is that if there's one more thing that happens between Iran and the United States, like, and sends us into war, like, it would just take one more thing blowing up at this point. That might cause a tremendous Bitcoin rally, so that's something to watch for. So that's all I have for the market analysis for today. Moving on to the first story of the day. Apparently, Coinbase, which is the biggest retail Bitcoin and crypto exchange in the United States, was pretty much almost hacked. Actually, Coinbase was hacked, but they stopped it in time so they didn't lose money. So this happened on Monday, and it's something called the zero-day like virus or bug. And apparently, it came through Firefox, and it targeted the back end of Coinbase. So this wasn't targeting users of Coinbase. It was actually going right for the back end of Coinbase where they store all the money. And if it would have succeeded, Coinbase would have had a severe hack just now. And apparently, this has happened to other cryptocurrency exchanges, this exact scenario. And Coinbase was not the only crypto exchange targeted. So other crypto exchanges in the world have been targeted in the same way. It's unknown if anyone has lost money at this point. But Coinbase has reversed the hack, so they got rid of the code in their software that the hacker put in there. And now they're making sure it's never going to happen again. And that's very good news for the United States. Like, a lot of people would be in trouble if Coinbase got totally hacked, because beyond regular crypto users, people that are actually like experts in crypto, like average American citizens, they generally use Coinbase. So this would have affected a lot of Americans if Coinbase got hacked, but they didn't, so Coinbase is safe. Moving on to the next story. Bitmain is apparently looking to do an IPO, initial public offering, in the United States. This would mean Bitmain would be launching a publicly traded stock based in the United States. So previously, Bitmain tried to do an IPO in Hong Kong, but their application lapsed basically because the crypto market went into a severe bear market. So Bitmain submitted their IPO, I believe, in like early 2018, and then the rest of the year was absolutely terrible for cryptocurrency. And that caused the Bitcoin mining hash rate and generally all the crypto mining hash rates to really drop. So Bitmain lost a lot of money because they were manufacturing all this mining equipment and they couldn't sell it anymore. So their sales like dried up to like practically zero and they were losing tons of money, but they survived. And now Bitcoin is rallying a lot, like we've talked about. And the Bitcoin mining hash rate actually hit a new all-time high of 65 exahash per second in the past couple of days. So the Bitcoin mining hash rate is back to all-time highs, which means Bitmain could start selling, and they are selling Bitcoin mining equipment now. So Bitmain sales are ramping up rapidly now, and they're making money. And even though it's harder to get an IPO in the United States than it is in Hong Kong for Bitmain, the market is so totally different that it's more likely. So it seemed very unlikely the Hong Kong IPO would work just because Bitmain was losing tons of money and the crypto market looked like it might die. There was a lot of mainstream speculation that said, oh, Bitcoin's gonna die and the whole crypto market is like, you know, not good. But anyways, now Bitcoin's looking like a really valuable asset, and Bitmain has I think they have a decent shot at doing this IPO in the United States, and they're looking to raise $300 to $500 million during their IPO. So nothing's confirmed yet. They have to get approved, and then we'll get a launch date for their IPO eventually. But that would probably be absolutely the biggest crypto IPO in history. And Bitcoin mining is one of the major facets of the crypto space. So this would be a great way to invest in the crypto space, basically, if there's a Bitmain stock listed in the United States. So that's exciting news. But nothing is set in stone yet. Moving on to the next story. There is a lending platform called Celsius, where basically people deposit like Bitcoin or other major cryptocurrencies. And in fact, one of my friends told me about this old-time crypto person, and he's been using it, and it's been reputable. So you can deposit like Bitcoin, and then you get like some interest, like 7.5% per year paid in cryptocurrencies while you keep your Bitcoin too. So if Bitcoin goes up, you don't lose out. And that's been working for a while. But apparently, Celsius has run into trouble with United States regulators. So when people get paid interest on the Celsius platform, they're paid with the Celsius token, which is CEL. And they're pausing that immediately. So the Celsius token is considered apparently a security, according to United States regulators. and Celsius has had to immediately suspend distribution of the Celsius token to users. So this is the way Celsius paid interest, was with this token, and now they gotta pause that completely. Apparently Celsius is not going out of business, though. They're gonna keep paying out interest, except, like, let's say you deposit Bitcoin, you get paid back with Bitcoin. I think that's even better, actually. So if that's the way it's going to go, I don't think it's absolutely confirmed yet, but it does look like if someone deposits money to get interest from Celsius, they will get Bitcoin, and that's practically a lot better than getting the Celsius token anyways. But Celsius might face regulatory scrutiny and possibly a lawsuit anyways, so they're trying to say, hey, at least we're taking actions to respond to the regulators, but either way, it looks like they have no choice but to face some sort of lawsuit from the United States for what happened here. So that's something to watch out for, and if you're a user of the Celsius platform and you're investing money to get interest from Celsius, you should definitely be aware that it's possible the United States regulators are going to crack down on Celsius at some point, but they're not cracked down upon yet. It's just the only thing that's happened at this point is the Celsius token is now going to be distributed to United States users. Instead, users will get Bitcoin, but simultaneously, there might be a bigger lawsuit coming from the United States at some point. Moving on to the next story. A crypto enthusiast on Twitter named Alistair Williamson posted, I think, the most interesting chart I've seen in a while. So it's Bitcoin's price versus the United States Treasury bond's 10-year yields, but inverted. So he inverted the 10-year yield Treasury bond rate, like the interest rate you get paid for holding a 10-year bond. So that's how bonds work, basically. If you have a 10-year United States Treasury bond, you hold it for 10 years and you get paid like 2 or 3%, basically. But the rate changes all the time, and we've talked about the bond yield curve inversion a lot on this show. So when the bond yield curve inverts, that means people are rushing into the 10-year bonds, which is like the longer-term bond. And the rate of the 10-year bond actually drops below the rate of the short-term 3-month bonds, which means people are rushing into longer-term bonds in expectation that the stock market is probably going to crash within about a year. So we're still expecting a stock crash within about a year, and the 10-year yield rates have been plummeting like since the beginning of the year, since January. And that shows up in the chart as when you... So if you had the regular 10-year yield chart, you'll see that the rates have been dropping all year for the 10-year bonds, like the interest rate paid for the bond. But if you invert it, it looks like it's going up all year. So inverted, it goes up all year because basically it's dropping all year in reality, the 10-year rate. But then you flip it and it looks like it's going up. And then you put Bitcoin's price right on there, and Bitcoin has like a really good correlation. It's almost like 100% correlation practically. So as Bitcoin's price rises, the 10-year bond rate drops, vice versa. As the 10-year bond drops in rate, Bitcoin goes up. So what does this mean? Well, basically, when people are rushing into 10-year bonds as a safe haven for the long term in expectation of the stocks crashing, people are also buying Bitcoin. That's exactly what it means. So the 10-year federal treasury bonds are considered a safe haven to store money in times of economic crisis, and apparently Bitcoin is too. So now we see this correlation for real. And this is this inverse correlation we've been talking about with the stock market. It's quite related to that. So when the stocks really crash, we're not talking like day-to-day movements, but like if there's like a really big crash on the stock market for like a week, Bitcoin will probably go up. Vice versa, if the stocks do really good for a week, Bitcoin generally goes down because there's less demand for buying Bitcoin. How that works basically is if stocks are going down, the investors look to Bitcoin as a profitable option instead of wasting their money on stocks. And this 10-year bond inverted chart really reveals that. So when people are looking for a safe haven from the stock market, they choose both 10-year treasury bonds and Bitcoin. So that's some pretty major news. And I guess you could use this for trading to make money. You can watch the 10-year bond rate, and if the 10-year bond rate drops a lot, then perhaps Bitcoin goes up a lot. But it might actually happen simultaneously from the looks of it. So there's this thing called a leading indicator and a lagging indicator. So a lagging indicator would not be very helpful because basically the indicator shows you, yes, Bitcoin has moved this way, but it's already happened. And a leading indicator suggests to you that, hey, Bitcoin is going to go up or it's going to go down. And that can be very useful for making money. So I'm looking very closely at this chart. In March 2019, first the 10-year bonds dropped a lot in value and then Bitcoin went up. That's a leading indicator and that's a really good thing. So if this really is a leading indicator, it looks like it is sometimes, so you can watch if the 10-year bonds drop a lot, like their interest rate drops a lot, then Bitcoin might go up after that. So that could help you make money on the markets. So that's all I have for you today on this June 21st, 2019 edition of the Crypto.IQ Daily Radio Show. Come back tomorrow for another exciting episode and go to Crypto.IQ 24/7. for the most interesting stories in the Bitcoin and crypto space. Also join the Crypto.IQ trading desk. They have made over 400% profits since July. So in a year, they made over 400% profits. They're beating the whole crypto market. Like, the total crypto market cap is up just over 200%, but the Crypto.IQ trading desk has made over 400%. So they're really beating the market. And if you join the Crypto.IQ trading desk, you can see their trades in real time. There's a full trade analysis of each trade. Just by reading their trade analysis, you will become an expert cryptocurrency trader. And it gets even better. If you join the Crypto.IQ trading desk, you can ask the traders questions real time and they'll answer your questions pretty quickly. So joining the Crypto.IQ trading desk is the best way to become an expert and profitable cryptocurrency trader. This is your host, Space Marine, signing out. I remain in space.